In-app purchases hacked, the $50 Lumia 900, TomTom expanding, and an interesting iTunes warning. It's Monday, July 16th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Before starting the show, I just want to let everyone know that I will have more day job hours this week, work hours this week, that will bleed into the evening and that could cause some oddity with the show this week. My plan is to still have episodes out as scheduled, but if something does happen, that's why. So first up, I just want to talk a little bit about the in-app purchases hack. Basically, a Russian hacker has found a way to bypass many in-app purchases. The hack involves changing your iPhone's DNS and installing profiles and several other things. This would also involve you routing your traffic through a Russian hacker's IP address, which would also route all your Safari traffic and things like that through it, which is not the best of things, especially if you're going to bank websites using your bank app, things like that. Oh yeah, this would also give the Russian hacker your iTunes credentials. So if you can't tell already, I would not recommend touching this hack. It's just not a good thing. I did want to share that Apple has responded to this by saying, "The security of the App Store is incredibly important to us and the developer community. We take reports of fraudulent activity very seriously, and we are investigating. There's currently a way developers can make sure this hack doesn't work by verifying the in-app purchases with Apple at the time of the download of these purchases." So there is already a way around this for developers, and they should update their apps accordingly. In other news is the first improvement to ship time for the Retina MacBook Pro. The ship time is now only 2 to 3 weeks, rather than the prior 3 to 4 weeks. This is good news, and hopefully they continue to come down. Next up in Apple news is a rather good deal on the iPad 2. If you're in the market, you can get an iPad 2 from Fry's Electronics for only $299. Yes, $299. The deal is for in-store only and ends this Thursday, July 19th. If you're in America and have a local Fry's, this could be a great deal for you, given you are actually in the market for an iPad 2. Thanks to the iDownload blog for pointing out this special. Now on to competitor watch. First up is Apple sending letters to retailers. The letters inform them about the Galaxy Nexus ban. The letter was accompanied by almost 100 pages containing the United States District Court ruling referenced in this letter. The letter also demanded that the Galaxy Tab 10.1 be taken off the shelves because of this ban. The letter begins by stating, "We represent Apple Incorporated in the above referenced action. We enclose a copy of the June 26 preliminary injunction ordered entered by the U.S. District Court for Northern District of California in this case, together with a copy of Apple's U.S. patent number 8086604, the 604 patent with the posting of the requisite bond. The order is now in effect." The order provides as following. So it goes on from there in some detail on why devices must be taken off the shelves. It seems that Apple is doing all it can to go thermonuclear war on Android and Google, and this is a big step towards that. I can't say I blame them for the blatant ripoff Android is of iOS. So that's that. Next up in competitor watch is AT&T, dropping the price of the Lumia 900 to just $50, down from $100. According to The Verge, from this weekend onward, you'll be able to pick up the flagship Windows phone for an upfront price of $50 on top of the 2-year contract. This is still more expensive than the 3GS, which is free, but the 3GS is actually getting a software update to iOS 6 at the end of this year. A quick reminder is that this phone is stuck on Windows Phone 7, even though it's produced this year. It won't be getting Windows Phone 8. Another comment here is that when you buy an Apple phone, you know, an iPhone, the price of that phone will not drop for an entire year, 12 months. With Android, you have, for example, the unlocked Galaxy Nexus starting in January at $750 that is now priced at $350. And now you have the Windows phone dropping its price in half. These price drops, I believe, would encourage users to wait a few months to get a better deal. An iPhone, however, lasts 12 months at that same price, not 3 or 4 months or 6 months, but 12 months. That's a big, big win for customers, I think. Just an observation that I find rather interesting. Last up in competitor news is Google. According to Engadget, Google announced the inclusion of 5 California-based U.S. national parks in Street View. And for those that haven't had the opportunity of a lifetime to visit these, they're absolutely worth a look. Starting with Redwoods National Park, it provides a street-level look at some of the world's most mysterious trees, while those looking for even more tree beard-type characters can point their browser to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Naturally, Yosemite and Joshua Tree are included as well. Engadget comments that Google managed to capture a fairly amazing view of these parks. I had been to a fair bit of these parks, and it was fun to revisit virtually Joshua Tree. Some good times for my physical visit there. Anyways, an interesting thing to see Google add, and something that will bring even more pain to iOS users when it's taken off of the Maps app this fall. Closing out the show today is CSpire. You know, the United States regional carrier that works with and sells the iPhone? Well, that carrier now sells standalone data plans. This is something new for the carrier. So what are the plans? Well, first up is a $15 100 megabyte package that expires after 1 week. $30, the next plan, will net you 300 megabytes over 2 weeks, while the top tier grants you a whole month's access of data, 1 gigabyte of data, but will set you back a rather steep $50. Of course, there is the better option of postpaid solutions, starting at $20 for 1 gigabyte of service per month and go up to $50 for 5 gigs. Good prices, not great prices. Good news for CSpire customers. I personally love data plans and use my iPhone with no voice plan and just data using Skype and iMessage. And other news is MapQuest. I used MapQuest back in the pre-iPhone days back in high school. So what is so special about them now? Well, the company just announced that TomTom will become its map provider, enabling it to provide coverage for more than 7.5 million miles of roads across North America. TomTom will also be providing turn-by-turn directions to this company. It seems that TomTom, working with Apple and now MapQuest, is a new business model for them, to partner with others. It seems to be a good model for them that will give their company some added life after the dedicated GPS market has died off. Last up today, I wanted to share an interesting warning that I got from iTunes. So I wanted to buy the movie Snakes on a Plane. As stupid as that sounds, many people, I enjoyed the movie when I rented it the first time and see value in owning it for my iTunes in the cloud library. Well, I went to buy it in iTunes. It warned me that I already rented it and that it may still be on my computer. Well, I found this odd since I rented it back in December of 2011. I remember this because it was during my trip out east visiting family when I did this. It seems that this mechanism for warning doesn't consider how long ago it was rented, as rentals last just 30 days. Interesting discovery. I would love if a discount could be had. Since it knows I rented and paid for it once, why not let me get a discount? But that isn't what the movie studios want, so I guess this won't happen anytime soon at least. Before leaving everyone today, I just want to remind you that Breaking Bad Season 5 has officially kicked off, and the season is up in iTunes for those that want to watch with Episode 1 there already, I believe, at the time of release. This will be priced around $20 and will contain 16 episodes when all said and done. The show will conclude in the summer of 2013 with 8 episodes airing this summer and another 8 next summer. So that's that. It's a good show. I'd recommend watching the first 4 seasons before diving into this one. That's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like this show, a couple things you can do. First, head on over to iTunes to leave a review of this podcast. Been a while since I've seen new reviews there, so I'd love a review. Secondly, subscribe in the podcasting app by Apple. What else can you do? Well, you can head over to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN. That's where you can watch the video version of iWake as well as other videos that I do. Also, I do this thing called I Wake Again, where I do different shows every Saturday. So it's I Wake Again. It's $10 a month. That allows you to donate $10 a month for the daily show that you get free of charge, as well as get extra content on Saturdays. So if you really enjoy the work that I put into every week doing this show, I'd encourage you to sign up to I Wake Again over at iwakepodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow, hopefully, for another edition of I Wake. Aloha.